This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The conservative movement that elected Ronald Reagan twice, George Bush the first once, and George Bush the second twice, is essentially a movement of grassrooters who don't like to take orders from the top and who revolt when they think they are bossed by those they elected. Unfortunately, in demanding guest worker amnesty, the Bush administration is taking the unpopular side of a party division that is at least 80-20 against him. Last December, the U.S. House passed Representative James Sensenbrenner's border security bill, which rejects Bush's guest worker amnesty plan. 88% of Republican House members voted for this bill, and that should have been a wake-up call to the president. Shortly thereafter, Arizona Republican National Committeeman Randy Pullen gathered enough signatures to present a resolution to the Republican National Committee endorsing strong border security measures but opposing any guest worker plan. The Bush administration sent in its big guns, headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, to deny debate and insist that the Republican National Committee members defeat the Pullen resolution and approve Bush's guest worker plan. That happened on the same day that the New York Times reported that 18,000 illegal OTMs, other than Mexicans, have been the beneficiaries of the Bush administration's scandalous catch-and-release procedure in just the 3 months since Homeland Security Michael Chertoff promised to return every single illegal entrant, no exceptions. That's a quote. Mexican troops are crossing our southern border twice a month carrying military weapons, and the Bush administration's response is, don't ask, don't tell. It's time for you to let your U.S. senators know how you feel about letting in more willing workers to take jobs away from Americans.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. The inevitable happened, folks. It happened this week. We knew it was going to happen. We knew it was coming. We expected it. So it was no surprise to us. The Senate Judiciary Committee reached an agreement for a new guest worker amnesty. No other words for it, folks. Amnesty, that's what it is. Now, no formal votes were taken, but it seems that 12 of the 18 members on the panel are ready to back the amnesty. Don't panic, though. We knew this was coming. And I have said it many times, the House of Representatives is the key, not the Senate. Most U.S. senators are elitists of the worst kind, unapproachable, uncaring, and immune to the suffering of the middle class and the poor people of the United States of America. I'm talking about elitist senators from both parties, too, folks. Don't you Republicans sit there, yeah, those Democrats are horrible, and vice versa. They both suck. Absolutely suck. Representative Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, after spending hours on the phone with Senator, I wish they'd forget all about Chappaquiddick, Kennedy, agreed with Kennedy's plan to deal with the estimated 12 to 20 million illegals in this country. I wouldn't even admit to being on the phone with this clown. Who knows what you could catch off of a telephone conversation? Under this deal, 400,000 new guest workers would be allowed into this country each year. The plan also allows guest workers to apply for permanent U.S. residency. I'm going to say that over and over, folks, because that's what this is about. The plan stipulates that all illegals in this country will be allowed to work here as guest workers. And they call this comprehensive immigration reform. And it will give a path to legalization. I don't know what's comprehensive about it. Under this Kennedy approach, after working 2 years, these guest workers would have to go back to their home countries to reapply again to be guest workers. And this time it could be up to 6 years. But first they have to stay in their home country for 1 year. Huh? Say what? Now, if this sounds totally stupid and impossible to you, I would have to agree. But it'll all be cleared up in the next statements. Built into this plan, you're going to love this, built into this plan is the opportunity for these workers to get a waiver. A waiver. You know what a waiver is. That's a pass. In other words, you don't have to abide by these rules. You're above these rules. They can get a waiver and not go home at all. And they can get this waiver based on how long they've been employed here or if they are considered essential to a U.S. employer. Now, you tell me, what percentage do you think will get the waiver? End of time. Give me your answer. 100%. All of them. Every damn one of them are going to get this waiver. And that's what this was all about all the time. Totally. It was about letting them come here, letting them stay here, letting them work here, and letting them violate the sovereignty of the United States of America. That's what this was about. But I told you, folks, we expected it. We expected it. We knew it was coming. This is no shock to us. We know the flim-flam and the grift these people go and put us through. It's nothing new. Nothing new about it. You just have to be ready. And we have a weapon. Yes, we do. That weapon is the House of Representatives. Congress is the key, folks. The House of Representatives is the key. I have said this many, many times. And in spite of the elitist Senate, they cannot pass their agenda without the House of Representatives. No house is bigger than the other. One has more members, one has longer terms, but they are equal because they must both agree on a bill before it can become a law. In a letter sent last Thursday from the House of Representatives and Tom Tancredo, our hero, our wishes as American citizens were clearly stated in our behalf. The letter said in part, quote, "Some of these proposals are fundamentally incompatible with the desire of the American public for real immigration reform, and their clear opposition to reform proposals that amount to little more than thinly disguised attempt to provide amnesty." Boy, did that hit it on the head. Is that what you would have said to these idiots if you had their ear? Well, that's what Congress said. That's what the House of Representatives said. That's what Tom Tancredo said in our behalf. He went on. If the Senate were to pass such a proposal, we believe it would doom any chance of real reform bill reaching the president's desk this year. Rewarding persons who have broken the law with an advantage that they would not otherwise have had encourages more illegal behavior and is unjust to immigrants who came to the U.S. legally. Immigrants. I said it. The I word. Immigrants. We're talking about immigrants now who came here and waited in line. Not an illegal alien who jumped in front of that line. No, we're talking about real immigrants. Not that BS immigrant that they tell you about who's nothing more than an illegal alien criminal. And what they were saying was it is wrong to put these people in front of those who played by the rules. It goes on. Our country desperately needs secure borders. Our constituents demand it. End quote. This is a fabulous letter that the House of Representatives, that 71 guys from the House of Representatives sent to the Senate to tell them, send that BS here and we ain't signing it. No way, no how. Ain't going to happen. You can send it if you want, but it'll end up being a stalemate. And that's probably what's going to happen, folks. But we do have people who are fighting on our behalf. This letter was signed by Tom Tancredo and 70 other congressmen. And I have a question for you. Did your congressman sign it? Simple question. Did they sign it? You don't know? Call them and ask them. Call her and ask her or him or whoever the hell is your congressperson, but ask them, are you with this? Are you with us, the 80% of Americans? Are you with this 71 congressman who said no way, no how? And if you're not, get with it, or we're going to get you the hell out of office. This is why I tell you that the House of Representatives is the key to this thing. The Senate is a done deal. It's over and done. Amnesty, if they have their way. They're not going to change that. Stop wasting your time and calling these people. It ain't going to happen. What you got to do is call the House of Representatives and tell your rep, don't sign it if it mentions amnesty, if it mentions guest workers, if it mentions letting these people off the hook for the dastardly crimes they have committed by coming here illegally. That's what it says. And if they're not for that, then they're not for us. Call them and tell them that the House of Representatives is our only way out now. We must hammer them constantly, folks, and tell them they must refuse to sign, even if it has a hint of an amnesty in it. There are congressmen who are on the fence, and we must blow them right off of that fence with our phone calls and let them know that we are dead, dead serious on this issue. We have been doing that. We've got to step it up a notch now. Forget the Senate. Just wipe it out of your head. Those who tell you to call the Senate, with all due respect, it's a waste of time. Call the House of Representatives rep and tell them that you demand they do the right thing on this. 80% of the people. And if they don't believe that, tell them to use some of that money they get to take a poll of their constituents to see what their constituents say. I guarantee you it will be 80% plus who tell them we don't want a guest worker amnesty. Senator McCain is an idiot. A Republican idiot. Specter is an idiot. Kennedy is an idiot killer. All of these people are idiots. And I'm telling you something. If you allow them to get away with this, then you're an idiot. We can stop them with the House of Representatives. It is the only tool we have. The Senate is not going to listen to us. Have you ever looked at the hideous way that Kennedy looks at people? The way he rambles on and on. This man doesn't care anything about the regular people of this country, and he doesn't care anything about the middle class or the poor folks of this country. You've got to make the Congress understand it. You've got to make the House of Reps understand it. It is imperative. And now's the time. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff, and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. You know why? Because nobody else will talk about it, so we're going to talk about it for them and for you. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all those good folks tonight listening in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM. We love you in Phoenix, folks. KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RVN network all across the country, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that calling number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, if you got a drug transaction taking place, who goes to jail? Who gets arrested? Both. The seller and the buyer. And if you pay somebody to hit somebody, not only the murderer goes to jail, but the guy who paid for the hit goes to jail. It is a conspiracy. Well, this is the premise that Maricopa County Attorney Andrew Thomas will be using to prosecute those involved in Arizona's new anti-coyote law. He will prosecute the smuggler and the smuggly who paid the smuggler for this illegal service. Now, he's being supported by Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, that everybody knows, but he's also being disagreed with by the usual suspects, Attorney General Terry Goddard, Phoenix Police Chief Jack Harris, and Phoenix Mayor Phil Gordon, all of who were against Prop 200. That passed! It passed! Ha! Ah, it passed! Ooh, you don't like that, do you? But it passed! All right. They are basically disagreeing on a financial basis, saying that it would burden the state. I can understand that. I disagree, but I can understand it. But to show you that racism is alive and well, there was one who stood up and disagreed, made threats, and it was based strictly on race. Elias Bermudez, head of an organization, are you ready for this one? Immigrants Without Borders. He first said that the county attorney Thomas was wrong in what he was doing and that he was grandstanding on the backs of, quote, undocumented people, unquote. Then he said, quote, they're in jail now suffering a second victimization at the hands of the authorities of the state of Arizona. What? Where was the first victimization? That they paid a coyote to come here? The coyote did what he was paid for and brought him? That's victimization. Then they got caught dead bang, and guess what? Now, they're victimized again? No! They're in jail where they should be, because they're criminals. Absolutely criminals. That's what they are. Then he went on to say, we're going to use all legal defense possible to defend these people, unquote. He said that the entire Hispanic community, which is a lie, because I know tons of Hispanics in Phoenix who don't believe what he said and are against illegal immigration. But he said the entire Hispanic community would rally around these illegal alien criminals and that the case would irreputably damage Thomas's career. Well, we'll see. He lastly said, quote, we will protest Andrew Thomas to let him know that the Hispanic community will be politically strong to remove him from office, unquote. That is a threat, and it is a racist threat. You are a racist. This man is a blatant racist. All because these people look like him. They're brown like him. If these were black folks, he'd be calling them mayates and saying, get them back across the border. That's what he would be doing. If they were white people, he'd be saying it. But the fact that they look like him, sound like him, and have the same allegiance out of this country, he is for them and ready to break the laws in their behalf. You are an idiot, Elias Bermudez, but more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Oh, and for you Republicans out there saying, oh, he must be a liberal Democrat. He's one of yours. He's a Republican. That's right. So I don't want to hear it from any of you. Neither party is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we will get straight to our guest now. Let's go to Mr. John Morganelli, District Attorney, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. What do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Terry, I'll tell you, everything you said, I agree with everything. And so many issues you've brought up. I'm looking forward to speaking about some of them tonight.
Well, if you don't agree, I'm going to cut you off. But that's
well, listen, we know we agree on all this stuff. But I want to make a comment. You know, the DA out there in Arizona, I've had some contact with his office. In fact, one of his guys contacted me very early about the arrest that we were making in Pennsylvania using state laws, you know. And I encouraged the new DA out there to look at the state laws and see if he could do something about it. And obviously, it looks like he's doing that.
It's a good tool.
Yeah,
it's absolutely a good tool.
And we're looking at, we have a statute in Pennsylvania. It's called the Corrupt Organization Statute. It's sort of like a RICO-like statute on a federal level. And just last week, we had a meeting with my county detective that's working on the immigration issue here. And we're looking at trying to see if we can bring criminal charges against the businesses that are hiring the illegals. Now, this is going to be not an easy legal issue, but we are really looking at this very closely because our statute says that we can bring a charge against legal businesses that are engaged in illegal acts, and our view is hiring these aliens, you know, certainly is an illegal act.
So tell me this. Have you had success with this? I mean, is it something that you...
Well, you know, we've been... what we've been doing is two things. One is we've been We've been using search warrants and going into businesses where we've had complaints, and we've been charging the illegal workers with identity theft, and when they use other people's Social Security numbers, we charge them with identity theft. And when they're using fake Social Security cards that are not issued to any particular person, we're charging with tampering with records of identification. And we've been bringing them in, and it's been disrupting a lot of the businesses. I mean, we've had raids, 60, 70 arrests at various companies, and essentially it terminates their workforce, because we found that 90% of their workforce at these companies were by illegal aliens. We just shut down a construction job for a couple of days going after framers. And it really does have impact. And then, of course, we follow up, and it results in essentially these guys moving. The illegal workers get in jail for a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks. But these judges that we have, they're liberal judges, Terry, and, you know, they
really suck, don't they?
They let these guys go. They let them go. And then immigration is of no help, because they don't want to come up and detain them or deport them. So the court says, well, then just let them walk out the door. It's just a revolving door. It's terrible.
We've got to do something about that. You know, it really angers me when I hear that the ICE people won't come and get them. Well, you've already done the work, and ICE won't come and get them. You know what I mean?
You know, they say that they've ended their catch and release policy. You know, you heard Chertoff say that, and the fact of the matter is we catch them, and they won't even come when we catch them, let alone catching them themselves. I mean, we can bring them up here and show them a house with 40, 50 illegals living in, and they won't do anything about it. You know, we can't do things like that.
John, this is going to lead to vigilante justice.
Well,
I do not condone that, but I do predict it. When you slap the American people in the face constantly and tell them, well, we're not going to do anything about it, they're going to go out and do it themselves. Now the Minutemen haven't been vigilantes. All they've done is go out and report things. I'm talking about people that are going to get vans and start rounding these people up on their own. And I don't want it to come to that. I want the government to do its job.
Well, they won't do their job. And, you know, Terry, I listened to your monologue here, and I live here in Pennsylvania. I have Senator Arlen Specter as one of my senators.
What a joke.
Quite frankly, I mean, I know Specter, and I've been with him many times over issues, criminal issues, and Santorum, who's up in a very tough re-election fight, I might add. Santorum is about 15 points behind all the polls, and he's been pretty quiet on immigration. But we're going to put the heat on him this week, because I'm holding a press conference probably sometime this week where I'm going to lump Specter and Santorum into the same boat.
Good.
And press Santorum on this immigration issue. Specter is a lost cause because, you know, he's 77 years old. He's not in great health. He's not probably going to run again. And, you know, he's just ramming this through. He doesn't really care what any of us think.
Isn't that sad?
And I can tell you, you know, you talk about the elite U.S. Senate. Believe me, Terry, I've been in the company of both these guys, Santorum and Specter, over the years. I've been DA 13 years here, and we've had many meetings on criminal matters. And you are absolutely right on target. These senators, all of them, both parties, and I've met Biden as well and others, they are elitist. They are out of touch with the average citizen. And it's true. It's the Millionaires Club. I mean, they have no clue what their average citizen is thinking.
You know, it amazes me. They've got this thing that they've got, like you say, their own club. But you know what? The American people have their own thoughts. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it again. You can only push the American people around for so long. Now they've made their voices known on this issue of illegal immigration. We've said it 80% plus, sometimes 90% plus,
yep,
that we want this fixed. They are refusing to do it. So guess what? We're gonna take it in our own hands. We're going to knock some of these guys out of office. We're going to get them out of office with everything. We're going to try everything we can to get rid of them.
Well,
and then we're going to broadcast. You know what? We got John and Ken almost knocked off David Dreyer last year,
yeah,
which would have been a great thing. It came very close, and I think he's very, very susceptible this year. If that happens, you watch him fall like dominoes.
Well, I agree. And, you know, Terry, you made some points about the U.S. House as being our possible way to stop this. And you are correct. The Senate is a lost cause. But I am really worried about the House, because the Democrats, we have almost in lockstep. I can't think of any Democrats that's on our side on this issue. And all they need is a handful of Republicans, and then they get a majority to run this through. And that's what they're going to do. You're going to see every single Democrat in the House, I think, with a handful, maybe very few, are going to vote for this amnesty bill. And then you're going to have a few crossover Republicans that are going to support Bush.
Sellouts.
And it's a sellout, big time, believe me. And it's a disgrace because, you know, you are absolutely right on this point, that both political parties, for different reasons, are just completely out of step with what the people want. You know, we don't need a guest worker program.
We really don't.
You're right about that.
We really don't.
here in the Lehigh Valley, where I live, we have workers on these jobs, and we have union, non-union contractors, and I mean workers that are out of work. Carpenters, painters, drywallers, other trades, iron workers, and all the illegals are on these job sites.
Well, they're doing those jobs because Americans won't do them. I mean, that's what they keep telling us.
They say your Americans won't be janitor. My father was a janitor.
So was mine.
And you know what? You know, he kept the floors clean for 10 years in the high rise. He was proud of what he did. I was proud of him. I mean, there are Americans that will do this job. But
John, they were good paying jobs at one time. I remember when they were making $13 an hour out here as janitors. And guess what? They broke the union. The employers brought in illegal aliens from El Salvador and Mexico. And guess what? Those mostly black janitors were put out of work by illegal Hispanics who came in here and took their jobs. Guess what they did right after that? They went on strike. Jesse Jackson, Messy Jesse, came out here and marched in the street with them, Justice for Janitors, carried a broom in his hand, and got them a new contract. Well, now they're making the same money that were being made by the black janitors who they put out of work.
Isn't it amazing?
It's a cycle. It's nothing but a cycle.
You are right. And another thing too, Terry, you know, is that the minority Americans, like Hispanics and black Americans, are really being damaged economically by this because, you know, look, we have a lot of people, it doesn't matter your race, that don't graduate from high school. I have friends, you know, of mine, their kids are going to graduate from high school, but they're not going to go to college. They need to be in trades jobs. They need jobs that they could support their families on. And what we have here, I mean, we go on these job sites, Terry. I'll tell you, when we interview the illegals, they're all making $5-6 an hour cash. And these are jobs that would be paying $15 or $20 an hour.
Right. Look what they did to the meat packers.
Yep.
Look right here in L.A. The Bonnie and Fender men were making $20 an hour in the 70s. Now they're making $8 and $10. John, I got about 2 minutes left. What are you doing? Are you going to be running for office, or are you going to run for re-election?
Well, I'm up for re-election next year, and I am going to run again. And I think I'm going to try one more time to run for state attorney general. You know, I lost two races, very close, 1% and 3%. And I think one more try maybe in 2008. But, you know, right now my PAC's going well at WWUSAPAC.us. We're raising money for not just for myself, but for other candidates who want to fight this battle.
That's important.
And, you know, I don't want all the money for myself. I mean, in fact, quite frankly, I haven't used any of it for myself. We're writing checks for candidates who support our cause. Tom Tancredo is one of them. Vasquez. You know, these are people that we're going to be sending checks to this
year. Good people.
And Jim Gilchrist, we fund, you know, we sent some money to him last year. These are the people we need out there. And this week I'm going to be holding some press conferences about Arlen Specter.
What's that website again?
It's www.usapac.us.
John, we want to stay in touch with you. You're one of the good guys, and we don't say that too often on this show. You got to really put up for us to like you. And we think the world of you. You mentioned Vasquez. You mentioned Jim Gilchrist. And then there's also Sonny Sardo. There's Randy Graff. There's a bunch of guys out there that we do support and we do like. And I'm going to tell you something. Without you and people like you, we would be lost. So you keep doing what you're doing. Stay in touch.
Jeremy, let us know. One more thing. You got to tell me who the heck to vote for president in 2008, because I have no clue.
Well, you got a two-headed coin. Flip it, okay? And then don't vote, because they all suck. And that old thing about you got to vote, you know, you pick the lesser of two evils is like picking the best turd from the toilet. That's what you're doing.
Sounds good, Terry.
John Morganelli, buddy, thanks for coming on. Go to bed. Get some sleep. We appreciate you staying up.
Thank you, Terry. Good night.
Take care. Good guy, folks. One of the good guys, one of the guys that we like, he's doing the will of the American people, which is rare. Here's a guy, Armando Navarro, who is going to Mexico to get all of Hispanic America to come together against American citizens so that we can no longer enforce our laws. He is in Mexico as we speak, or is leaving soon, to make sure that you as an American citizen cannot get your rights. I had some footage, but I couldn't play it. It wasn't of the right quality. But listen to what he said some time ago.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the founding of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino-Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side. As one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
In Fullerton, this news update brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. Sylvan Learning Center, learning feels good. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today. I'm Jonathan Weiss on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Gil Edwards of TermCo.com. I specialize in term life insurance. Have you heard about return of premium life insurance with level rates for 20 or 30 years? If you die, your family receives a death benefit. But if you live, all of your premiums are returned to you guaranteed. It's a win-win for you and your family.
Call introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
For economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Attention, Americans. This is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. Folks, we're going to get to everybody. We've got a full board. And what I was saying earlier was Armando Navarro is going down to Mexico to get the Mexican government, the Central American governments, and the South American governments, as he called them, the Latin governments, to get together and stop us from enforcing our laws. That is amazing. Before we get to the phones, let's go to our sponsor, folks, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group website, safeasgold.com. The number is 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, hi, good evening to you, Terry. And I have to say, a lot has changed since the last week I've spoken to you. And what I mean by that is, you know, last week we didn't have a staggering trade deficit that took place last week. $871 billion more brings our trade deficit up to $9 trillion, and that's 12 zeros for those of you that want to count. And that $9 trillion represents $30,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States today, Terry. So as soon as a baby comes into the world, that's $30,000, please.
He's in debt instantly.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's amazing.
$171 billion trade deficit hike. This is due to Hurricane Katrina. This is due to the ongoing war on terrorism. And they're talking about, you know, how do we cut down this trade deficit? Well, the economists are already saying they're coming after our Social Security. And as our Social Security gets taken away from us, as the trade deficit grows, which basically means that the economy will slow down, the value of the U.S. dollar will continue to fall, it's very important to diversify your portfolio with precious metals like gold and palladium, which we've been talking about for the past, you know, past year, I think it must be now. But Terry, your listeners can get our Gold Investors Kit. It's absolutely free for them. They just dial 1-800-510-9594. Again, 800-510-9594. Find out how this trade deficit is going to affect your dollars in your pocket.
Folks, don't wait. You're going to wait around. You're going to be kicking yourselves in about 6 months. I should have called back at the beginning of the year when it was easier to get in. Now gold has gone up and it's higher than it was. I should have bought it when it's cheaper. Now is the time. Not tomorrow. Not in 3 months. Get it now. I would not have this man advertising if I did not believe in the product. That's how I feel about advertising. So give him a call.
I have listeners that have called in and they're singing your praises every time they call in. You have diehard fans. They listen to your show every week. They know exactly who I am when they call up. And especially for the Terry Anderson listeners, you can actually ask for me personally, Jonathan Rose, if you want to have my custom-made service to you. You can see me in Forbes magazine this month talking about palladium. My clients are people like Michael Reagan, G. Gordon Liddy, people that have aligned themselves with us because we are providing a service, precious metals market. Give us a call at 800-510-9594. Get your gold investment kit and the economic outlook for this year and next.
All right, folks, that number is 1-800-510-9594. The website is safeasgold.com. We will give out that number again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Terry. God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye, sir.
All right, let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Ann calling from Los Angeles. Ann, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
You know, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Yesterday, I was listening to another radio station, and this talk show host, she made mention that on the border of Canada and USA, they have machine guns.
Hmm.
Now, I want to know why the government is so partial to Mexico and not the Canadians?
That's a good question. I don't know. I wouldn't know what that was about. That's the first I've heard of it, but maybe it's some type of drug sting they're doing up there or something. I don't know. They need to have them everywhere. They need to guard this border like it's Fort Knox.
Yeah,
we need to guard.
I can give you the talk show host's name.
Well, it probably wouldn't do me any good, Ann, because they wouldn't remember what they said or what it was. But I'll investigate.
You have more information about it on the computer.
I'll look it up. I'll do a search on the Internet.
Okay.
And thanks so much for the call. You take care.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Raul calling from Pacoima, California. Raul, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I enjoy your show very much. You're a true patriot.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up the great fight.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm calling regarding Mr. Navarro. He's a UCU Riverside Ethics Studies professor.
Mm-hmm.
The one who went down to Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that he organized the protest over in Chicago? He helped organize it.
Sure did.
Yeah, with the Alliance for Human Rights.
Yes, I was.
He heads that organization.
Well, they had close to 100,000 there. They're predicting maybe 2 million here in the streets of L.A., which I think would be a great thing. I would love to see it.
Uh-huh. And see, what he's doing, he's going. Are you aware he's going? He's going out of Mexico, and he's trying to drum up support to defend to defeat the censor Brenner bill.
Right, 4437.
Yeah, and then he's also going to, will you believe this? He's going to Bolivia, to the Bolivian embassy, and also the Cuban embassy to drum up support there also.
That's amazing. to me.
I mean, this is.
And Raul, this is a guy that calls himself an American, but you know what? He identifies. See, that's what's wrong with a lot of ethnic people in this country, both black and Hispanic and some whites, who identify with race rather than with nationality. I'm an American first. My race is secondary, and I'm an American. I'm for the American country. I'm for the American people. My culture is American. My thoughts are American. But these people don't. And I say this again, Raul, if these were black people or people from Iceland coming across that border, this man Armando Navarro wouldn't care what happened to them. But because they happen to look like him,
exactly,
and it's really sad.
I agree with you 100%. See, the communities, the Chicano communities and the black American communities, those are the communities that are getting hit really hard
by
illegal immigration.
I say that all the time. The black community's been hit hard, and the Hispanic American community got hit the hardest first, because that's
exactly
the communities that the illegals went to. And I'm going to tell you, I get the emails from these Latin people who tell me, man, we got to stop this. They want the same thing you and I want, Raul. They want they want a fair deal for their kids, for their grandkids. They want fair wages. They want fair housing. They don't want overcrowding. They want their schools to be decent. They want all of these things. It's got nothing to do with race. It's got to do with being an American.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Raul, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
You call me again, buddy.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, folks. Another Hispanic American on the team. Let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Huntington Beach, California. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I want to announce to your listeners that we have two very courageous Hispanic Americans as our keynote speakers for our meeting on Wednesday night, which is March 22nd at 7:30. The first one is Tony Dolph, who is a candidate for California Assembly. This is a great guy who is a Minuteman, one of the original Minutemen. The other one is Lupe Moreno, and I know that name is very familiar. A very courageous Hispanic American who is out there on the front lines all the time, and she is a candidate for the California Senate. Those are going to be our two keynote speakers on March 22nd at 7:30. And we want to invite all of your listeners to be there. It is very, very simple way to know your candidates before you vote.
That's what
our meeting is at the Garden Grove Women's Club, which is at the corner of Chapman and Gilbert in Garden Grove, and anybody who wants all the details can call our toll-free number, which is so easy to remember, which is 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And we so hope you'll be there, because these are people who are representing America.
That's right.
As America is.
Hear, hear.
And they are both of Hispanic heritage, and yet they are out there on the front lines fighting. And that's where we have to make a difference, is replace the traitors who have betrayed their oath of office with incredibly courageous, loyal, law-abiding American candidates. And we welcome them all to the meeting.
Absolutely. Everybody, this is going to be a good one. Show up at Barbara's meeting, 1-877-NO-ILLEGALS. Barbara, thanks for the call.
Thank you, darling.
Take care.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Cliff, calling from Pasadena, California. Cliff, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, Terry, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
My comments are really short and sweet. Our reliance on politicians is too heavy. You know, we're running around worrying about vote for this one, vote for that one. They're playing good cop, bad cop on us. Illegal immigrants got 300,000 people in Chicago, Illinois, the great Midwest American city. And the American citizens, we make $500 a week. We can buy our VCR and DVD, and we're happy with it. We can't even get 300 people in a meeting. That's why America's slipping away. Remember, politicians only go to the highest bidder. Americans, we, you and me and all of us, have to get to the street. And if we don't get to the streets, you see what happened in Chicago.
That's right.
All I have to say, Terry. My support's always coming in the mail, and You don't have to worry about this side. Take care.
Cliff, thanks so much for the call, buddy. Take care. Well said. Well said. Let's go to Ron calling from the city of Orange, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, my friend, I'll tell you what. Jennifer and I, we saw Lupe Moreno speak in Newport Beach this weekend, and by the time she got through speaking, pretty much, I'm going to say like 95% of the people in that room were on their feet clapping for her, just yelling at her name. It was awesome. I would encourage everyone to support Lupe. Second of all, Terry, you were talking about polls earlier. I have a poll here in the Orange County Register. Should the 12 million illegal immigrants now in America be allowed to become legal permanent residents? This is Saturday, March 18th. Of 2,018 people, 91% said no way.
91%.
You got it.
Isn't that amazing? You know what gets me, Ron? The opposition knows about these polls, too. They could go there and call, but they don't.
Yep.
You know why? Because there's not enough of them to do it.
Yep.
We are outnumbering them. The problem is we just don't put up when it comes to time. Just like Cliff just said, you got to show up on this one. You really do.
Agree.
You got to show up.
Third thing, if I can.
Sure.
It also says here, also Saturday, Orange Landscaper. His man's name is Octavio Reyes Cortez. Says here, Cortez kept his head lowered in court Friday at times, looking up at his interpreter, who stood on the other side of a metal cage. This guy molested three little girls, 4 years old, 6 years old, and 7 years old.
Jeez.
Let me tell you, if this guy was not in the country illegally, those three little girls would not have been molested, period.
That is unbelievable.
And I'll tell you what, for all these people who are so against the Costa Mesa mayor, Alan Mansoor, I'll tell you what, can anyone out there, anyone give me a reason that this person, I'm not going to call him a man, this person should not be booted out via the Terry Anderson deportation kit. Thank you very much.
Well, that's after he's been punished for what he's done.
Oh, yeah.
We believe in punishment here at the show. We don't care about deterrence. We want punishment. That's
yep.
why we like the death penalty, dismemberment, flogging, public canings, and all of the above. That's what we need to start doing to people that break these crimes and do these things to these children.
Yeah.
That is outrageous. Ron,
really
thanks
is.
For the call, buddy.
Take care, man.
Take care. Boy, unbelievable. Let's go to Frank calling from Rosemont, California. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, just a shameless plug for our protest against President Bush.
Anytime, buddy.
That's a Saturday, and it's going to be in Crawford, Texas, right next to the Crawford Community Center at 999 East 4th Street in Crawford. You know, I'm getting participation that I thought I would never get. We've got people in Texas in a buzz over this thing. There's bikers going to be coming, lots of independent bikers, people from all different walks of life. The Arizona Border Watch people are going to be coming. David Hepler, who's running for councilman in Arizona, will be showing up. We're going to have, of course, Jim Gilchrist, the famous Terry Anderson, Glenn Spencer, Lupe Moreno, a great friend of mine and yours, Rick Goldman from FAIR is going to be there, John Clark, who's a filmmaker, author, and Congress liaison person who has just produced a terrific film called America Takes Action, Citizens Defend Sovereignty. We're going to have a tremendous turnout, Terry. It's going to be, I think, far better than I had ever planned for. And if anybody wants to have further information on this project, go to areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. And you know what, Terry? Had it not been for you and your producer, Les Blankhorn, I don't know where would I've gone to. So I want to thank you for being the patriotic American that you are. Buddy, keep up the work. We love you for
Frank,
you're doing for us in America.
Frank, we love what you're doing, too. And it's no more than we should have done. And, you know, this is a good thing you're doing. As time gets closer to the event, we're going to really start pushing it here on the show. We're going to talk about it and maybe have on some of the people who are going to be there, have you on, maybe in studio if you can make it to talk about the event. But we're really going to start pushing it as time gets closer. This is an important thing. It's a chance for us to get in the face of the president, but get in the face of the media and show them what we're all about. And we can do it. And the people down there in Texas are ripe for this. They really are. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. We will talk about it again.
Thank you.
All right, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to David calling from Apple Valley, California. David, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'd like to say that you guys are right. This thing is going to come to the House within the next few weeks,
right.
Very possibly. It's expected that Senator Spector's committee is going to meet early Monday morning before the Senate goes into session and finalize what they've already agreed to. And then Senator Frist is going to withdraw his bill. So we've really got to start putting the heat onto our House of Representatives. What we're doing this week, this is the, by the way, is going to be the last week that our representatives are going to be in district on their break, and then they're going back in session. What we're doing here is we have something called Operation Spotlight, where the High Desert Minutemen and the San Diego Minutemen are teaming up, and we're going to go to two congressmen's offices this week on Wednesday, the 22nd. It'll be David Dreyer and Daryl Issa. What we have a website. You can go to unitedstates.fm and should have all the information there. But if this thing gets to the House, we do need to pressure our House of Representative people because this thing, if it's let go to the floor, could pass with the Democrats pulling the majority vote.
We heard one of the callers said that a few sellout Republicans, you know. But you're right. What was that website again?
That's unitedstates.fm.
All right. Thanks a lot, David. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Right.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Arnie, calling from Temecula. Arnie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry. Thank you for having me on. I wanted to let you know we're mad as hell down in Temecula here about the Senate rearing its ugly amnesty head here. And next Saturday, instead of just listening about the illegals they're busing into Los Angeles to march, we're going to have a big event in Temecula called Save Our Nation Rally. And we've got just a roster of patriots, some of you heard tonight on your program here. We've got Jim Gilchrist, Barbara Coe, John March, Lupe Moreno, Frank Jorge, Tim Donnelly, Tony Doles. There's a new fireball out of Phoenix called named Michelle Delacrosse, who has a growing group called Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. And they're all going to be speaking in Temecula next Saturday at noon, and we hope your listeners will get off their couch and come out and show that the majority of Americans don't want amnesty and want enforcement of our immigration laws. And for information, we've got it all posted. Glenn Spencer's posted it already for us on AmericanPatrol.com. And we hope all your listeners will come down to Temecula next Saturday.
And what time is this going to be again?
That's going to be from 12 to 2, and it's going to be in Old Town Temecula. And we've got all the directions and a map posted on the American Patrol announcement there. It'll be real easy to get to.
All right, Arnie. We appreciate you coming on with this. It's a good deal, folks. Go down there and participate. They'll be there for you. There'll be good folks you can meet and greet. A lot of nice people that have kind of been recognized in the media that you can go down there and meet. And this is a time for you to get out and show who you are for who you represent, which should be America. Arnie, thanks for letting us know about this. I hope it goes well.
Thank you so much,
Terry. All right,
buddy.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Ernest, calling from Los Angeles. Ernest, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay, how are you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Yeah, some really good speakers on our phone calls today. I was impressed by the district attorney that called in, and the fact that he's saying that they were raiding these businesses that had 90% of their workers were illegal aliens. And if it's like that in Pennsylvania, can you imagine what it's like in L.A.?
Yeah, much worse.
Part of the problem is that the EEOC and DFEH are not enforcing employment laws.
The laws are already there, Ernest. They're on the books. They just aren't enforcing them. You're absolutely right.
And what we need to do, we need to change our election system. I believe it's thoroughly corrupt. We need an alternate election process that can be verified by any number of outside sources.
We know there's a thousand reasons why you're right on that. And these new voting machines and everything else are just a total, total disaster.
Yeah.
Ernest, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate your wisdom.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to Jimmy calling from Laguna Hills. Jimmy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good.
You know, Terry, time is running out. I mean, this bill that the House just passed in December, that was our hope for true immigration reform, but now the Senate is going to pass their amnesty. We're just basically running out of time here.
We really are, and you know what? We've been saying that for some time, but it's kind of coming to a head now, Jimmy. We've got it in the House. The House passed the bill that we wanted. And all you people out there that complain about 4437, give me a break. This bill wasn't perfect, but it's about as perfect as we're going to get right now. Had a lot of enforcement in it. No amnesty, crap, no guest worker, nothing. It was a good bill. It is still a good bill. Are we going to get it to the president in that form? Probably not. But it was good. And now here comes the Senate with something that's totally opposite, something that's totally horrible. You want to see bad bills, this one is going to be horrible from them. You're right. We are running out of time. But it is coming to a head. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen soon. We just got to stay on our job, Jimmy. That's what we have to do.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Tom calling from Santa Barbara, California. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Quick one. Obviously, I'm in Santa Barbara, home of Lois Capps, the worst Congress member on legal immigration on the entire planet.
We could fight about that one, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know. She's pretty bad. Anyway, I just wanted to point out the juxtaposition between what went on in Chicago last week with the 300 or 100,000 illegal aliens, where Mayor Daley greeted him with open arms, telling them that this is what this country's about.
And the governor.
And the governor, Blanovich, yep. Whatever, yep. That, you know, he's a whore, too. I don't know what his name is. But I was there in 68 at the Democratic Convention when his dad, the governor, Mayor Daley's dad, had ordered out his goon squad to split the heads open of people, legal Americans who were in the streets protesting the 50,000 dead Americans in the war. And here you are, you fast forward 40 years or whatever it is, 38 years, and the son's out there with open arms as a whore greeting illegal aliens, telling them that's what America's about. It's mind-boggling if you put those two events in perspective.
I think you're being unfairly hard on whores right now. I think you're giving whores a bad name, but that's just my opinion. Sure. You're right on the money, Tom, and it's really sad. But you know what? That's what we've come to, and we've allowed it to happen as Americans, and we got to turn it around. And that's what we're working on. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
Sure, I will.
Take care. You know, Ernest was right about one thing. We do have to change our system. The way these people are elected in this country is sad. They put in who they want. You can't tell me that some of these elections aren't fixed. You can't tell me that some flim-flam hasn't gone down from time to time. And it's really sad because people are losing faith in a system that is basically a good system if it is applied correctly. But that's the same old story when I say if. Don't forget our sponsor, folks, safeasgold.com. That's Jonathan Rose Group, 1-800-510-9594. This week with the swings, folks, two good ones. Will the real Muhammad Reza Tahari Azhar please stand up? And Sticks and Bones, that's on the Terry Anderson Show website, The Swings. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at 22nd Avenue and Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. You need a car, go down and see him. Get your oil changed. You got some repairs you need done. Go see him at Childress Auto Mall. He is a patriot looking out for the country. Spend your money there, folks, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. I want to thank my producer, Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls. And I also want to thank my engineer, Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. And I want to remind all you folks out there that we do need your help to stay on the air. We don't get paid. We don't have anybody to help us the way some of these NPR people are getting help. We have to get the message out on our own. We need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We would really appreciate it. I want to remind you of those three websites that we talk about all the time. Not that they're the most important, but we do like them. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeepportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.